Yeah, I'm not going to keep you guys too long, so I'm just going to pray and then we'll go ahead. Lord, we just thank you for who you are. We thank you for what it is you are doing in this day, God, and the way you are wooing us back towards your heart, and we just thank you for it. God, I pray that the words that would come out, God, would just be received by hearts that are open this morning's hour, God. In whatever fashion or way, God, your spirit knows how to touch each and every one of us. So we just ask, Daddy, that you would just come and just open our ears, our hearts to receive, our ears to hear, and our eyes to see what it is you are doing. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. So I just want to kind of bounce off what Nikki said last week about the heart of God and how he's always waiting and he's always looking out and, you know, he's always anticipating for us to come back. And, you know, he's just always there. And so the scripture verse I want to read out of this morning, there's two of them. The first one, I don't know if you guys have Bibles, but Chris is going to put it up there. And I'm reading out of the New Living Translation, so it might be a little different than up there. But it says, "So you have not received the Spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba Father. For the Spirit joins with our spirits to affirm that we are sons of God." And then the next one will be Galatians 4, verse 6 and 7. And it's kind of the same thing. It says, "And because we are his children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, promoting us to call out, Abba Father. Now you are no longer slaves, but God's own children. And since you are his child, God has made you a heir." So I just want to read those two again, I just wanted to read those two to you. And two things that kind of stuck out to me. It says that we are his children, and it says that we're not slaves to fear anymore. And two of the things that kind of stuck out to me. So the word Abba Father, I went to go look at, kind of see what it means. And I'm not a Bible scholar. I've never been to Bible school. So I know there's names of God, right? Elohim is the creator. You know, Elohim Shaddai, or the Almighty God, you know, Jehovah. There's all these names. But there's one name that I feel like the Holy Spirit deliberately kept in Scripture for us, and it's the word Abba, because Abba in the Aramaic language and the Hebrew language means the word daddy, right? So I believe that he purposely left that throughout the ages so that the name Abba would be called Abba, because all the names of God are really great, and they come into us. They come into seasons of our lives where we need that. We need God the healer. We need the all-seeing God. We need God that provides. We need all of these things. But I believe in this season, God, as this church, as this body, wants to reveal himself as Abba Father. And we all are born-again Christians, right? I believe that. And so only by his Spirit within us can we call out Abba Father, right? And what is Abba? Like I said, in the Aramaic, the word means Daddy God. And like I said, this season, I feel like he's pulling us into that simplicity again. You know, we have gone through a great year last year. We had a great year last year. It didn't end that well, but it was a great year. But God's given us eyes to see what's beyond the grief. You know, he's given us hope. So there's things that he comes in and he does in us because we have his Spirit, his Son's Spirit, which called out. You know, when Jesus came to the earth, the most important thing that Jesus did was to make God the Father, make him known. That was the only thing he did. He did all these miracles. He died on the cross for our sins, but everything pointed to the Father's heart for each and every one of us. He said that. So when Jesus spoke, he says that your Father I want to show you that your Father loves you. He didn't say my Father. Jesus didn't always refer to him as that my Father. He spoke to crowds and said, I want to show you that your Father loves you. That was the main purpose of why Jesus came down. So this morning's hour, I just want to remind us that God is our daddy. You know, when we step back to the simplicity of who he is, simplicity sometimes means less of, but in this sense, God is a simple God. All he wants to reveal to you is his truth, his love, his mercy, his grace. That's all he wants to provide or show to you what he is. So, and we are called his children. So we have a daddy and we are his children and we can cry out, daddy, daddy. It just reminds me back when I was adopted, my real dad passed away. I was adopted at the age of 4 years old by my stepdad, which became my dad. You know, the first 3 years of my life, I hurt because my dad wasn't there, and then he passed away, and all these hurts and things came to my heart, and I would have nightmares. And so I would just lay in bed and cry, daddy, 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 and you know who showed up? Daddy showed up. It doesn't matter if it was my stepdad, but he showed up. You know, and in this season, we're hurting. We have nightmares. We cry out, God, what's going on? If we can get to that simplicity and say, daddy, daddy, he'll show up and he'll walk us through things, guys. He will walk us through things because the simplicity of who he is, he's a healer. He brings comfort. He's there for us no matter what. You know, even if we sometimes don't think about him, you know, the simplest prayer in this hour is, God, God, I don't know what to say, daddy, daddy. And when we get to that place where we invite him in, guess what, guys? He shows up. He does show up. He does show up. Even in this season of our lives, when we truly cry out, we don't have to have eloquent prayer. We don't have to say all these great words of thinking of we need to use these words in prayer. It's just, daddy, daddy. Because when we groan, it says in his word that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit groans with us, and he does the prayers for us. So I believe that in this season that he is wanting to show himself as Daddy God. So there's this little song that we learn when we are like teens or preteens or what do you call them? Kindergartens. I know it's kind of hard to believe. I was in kindergarten too. I know it's hard to believe. But there's this song that really came up this last 2 weeks, and the song is called Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, For the Bible Tells Me So. Okay? So my challenge this morning is, do we know that song? If we say yes, we know that song, let's open our hearts and allow him to show us that Jesus loves me, Daddy God loves me, this I know, because his word that I'm finding myself in is revealing that more and more to me, you know. And it just brings me back to, he's a daddy and I'm his child. And when we can see that, when we can imagine that picture, and like I said, I know you guys have your own revelation and your own, but for me, seeing that where my adopted dad came in when I cried, daddy, daddy, in a time of hurting and a time of turmoil, he was there, and he was there to comfort. He was there to show me his love. He was there to love me unconditionally and not trying to put anything on me, but just loving me in the state that I am. And through that, through his love, he comforted me through everything. You know, later on, we had some scuffles and we had our own issues with one another. But in the time of my need, in the time of when I needed a dad or a daddy, he was there. So how do we move forward from here? As a church, we as a church believe that we are moving when God is moving. When Daddy God shows up, that's when we move. And I loved how he showed up this morning. Because if you could not feel that, guys, if you could not feel God's Spirit coming in, I'd love to pray with you There's nothing wrong with you. I want you to know there's nothing wrong with you. But I want to pray God's that God would give you the ability to sense when he comes in. I pray that God would allow you to open your heart to receive his word, his love, his mercy and grace. So I just want to leave that with you guys this morning, that when we are children of God, we don't have to be feared. It says we are not slaves, no longer slaves to fear. And whatever fear looks like in your life today, I believe that Daddy God wants to remove that. Whatever obstacle is in your day today, I believe when we cry out, Daddy God, he will come and he will walk us through that. So I told you I'm not going to keep you guys a long time, but last but not least, that's the challenge this morning. As we move forward in this congregation, that is what we're going to do. We're going to cry out. We're going to expect, like Michael said, we're going to expect God to show up, because that's what he does. And if we don't have words to try and figure out what he's saying, we just want him to say what he's saying and him to do what he's doing. So I want to leave you with these scripture verses again. Romans 8, it says that we are no longer bound to fear, but we are accepted by our Daddy God. He gave us the spirit of sonship, and we are sons and daughters. Galatians 4 again, it says, because we are his children, God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, promoting us to call him Abba Father. So I just want to pray and then we can get done. We still have communion to take. So I want to lay that before you this morning's hour, that Daddy God wants to show up in your life today. So I want you guys to know that just cry out, he's there. And if you any of you guys want prayer, we have a team that would love to pray for you. But my prayer this morning, God, I thank you for who you are. Daddy, we use the word so much, but in this season, would you bring that word, the simplicity of who you are, to a reality in our lives. God, give us a revelation, a true revelation, that your heart is towards us in everything that we do, God. That it's your love, God, that brings us back to repentance. God, because your love, it's your love for us, God, that changes the whole aspect of how we live. Daddy, so this morning's hour, whatever the words that came from me, God, I pray that you would let it fall to the wayside. But the words that is from you, God, the words that make sense, those words that are true, God, I pray that you would just root it deep inside of our hearts. And God, from that point, that you would bring it up from the inside out, God, that you reveal your love and your mercy and your grace to us. We thank you for who you are. We give you the rest of this day, God, and we just say yes and amen to you. Come and have your way, God. When we put things, when we put struggles and fears and things like that before your throne, lay it at your feet, God. Show us how not to pick it up, but show us how to walk out fearless. We just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.